This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday invited Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to visit Washington during a phone call between the two leaders ahead of Biden's trip to Europe later this week. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told White House reporters on Monday that the two leaders had spoken by phone and had the opportunity to talk at some length about all of the issues in the U.S.-Ukraine relationship. He said President Biden told the Ukrainian leader that the United States will stand up firmly for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Sullivan also said Biden told the Ukrainian president that he looks forward to welcoming him to the White House here in Washington this summer after he returns from Europe. Zelensky later confirmed that the U.S. president invited him to visit in July. Ukraine is seeking from Washington additional military aid as it continues to battle Russian-backed separatists in the eastern part of the country. It also seeks backing for its bid for NATO membership. President Biden departs Wednesday on his first overseas trip as president. It will have him interacting with several dozen leaders at the G7 summit in the United Kingdom, as well as at NATO and European Union gatherings in Brussels. Biden is also set to have his first face-to-face meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on June 16th. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has welcomed a pledge by a shadow government in Myanmar to address discrimination and human rights abuses against minority Rohingya Muslims. Blinken said in a tweet that the pledge by the National Unity Government is an important signal to all those working for an inclusive, democratic future. The National Unity Government is made up of a group of ousted lawmakers in Myanmar, having been seated by the military coup that took place on February 1st. This is VOA News. A South Korean court has rejected a claim by dozens of wartime Korean factory workers and their relatives who sought compensation from Japanese companies for their slave labor before the end of World War II. The decision by the Seoul Central District Court appeared to run against landmark Supreme Court rulings in 2018, which sided with forced laborers. It largely aligns with a position maintained by Tokyo, which has insisted that all wartime's compensation issues were settled under a 1965 treaty normalizing relations. Both countries have faced pressure from the Biden administration to repair their relations, which sank to post-war lows during the Trump era, over history and trade disputes. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled on Monday that 400,000 immigrants from 12 countries who are living in the United States for humanitarian reasons are not eligible to become permanent citizens. The court said U.S. immigration law blocks migrants who entered the country illegally from obtaining permanent residency or green cards, although they have what is known as temporary protected status. The TPS designation applies to migrants who came to the United States to escape war or natural disasters in their homelands. It protects them from being deported, and they can work legally in the United States. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved legislation that would allow the migrants using the TPS program to become permanent residents. But the fate of the measure is uncertain in the Senate. Currently, besides El Salvador, migrants with TPS from 11 other countries are protected from deportation. Those countries include Haiti, Honduras, Myanmar, Nepal, Venezuela, Yemen, and several others. The head of the United Nations Nuclear Watchdog Agency accused Iran on Monday of failing to answer questions about the discovery of uranium particles at undeclared nuclear sites in the country. Rafael Grossi, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, said in Vienna on Monday that he's been disappointed by Iran's refusal to provide answers about the uranium particles found at three sites. Grossi said Tehran has reiterated its will to engage and to cooperate and to provide answers, but they haven't done that so far. He said he hoped that would change in the future, but at present there has been no concrete progress. He said the lack of progress, quote, seriously affects the ability of the agency to provide assurance of the peaceful nature of Iran's nuclear program. There was no immediate reply from the Iranian government. The inspections issue is separate from the ongoing talks about the United States rejoining the 2015 International Pact to restrain Iran's nuclear program. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.